This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we'll start today with one of the organizers of the so-called free speech rally planned for Saturday on Boston Common. City officials, including Mayor Marty Walsh, have expressed some significant concern that the event could attract groups that would lead to violence of the kind witnessed in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend. 32-year-old Heather Hare was killed when a driver mowed down a group of counter-protesters, and many, many others were injured in a terrible weekend in Charlottesville. Now, a flyer advertising the event in Boston even included some speakers who had been in Charlottesville. That's since changed. We're joined now by John Medlar. He's the co-organizer of the Boston New Free Speech Movement Group. They're the group that's organizing the rally. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, just so that we know what the status of the event is the event going forward on Saturday?
Yes.
And you have a permit now?
We've just finished talking with Parks and Recreation, and prior to that, with the Boston Police Department to lay out all the logistics for the event, security and everything and so forth. And the Boston Police have assured us that we will be permitted. The Parks and Recreation was helping me finalize that process. They're still finalizing it, but the permit will be in my account by the end of the day.
What's your reaction to what Mayor Walsh said earlier this week when he said Boston does not welcome groups that espouse hateful ideologies, and that he said he would do, while the city supports and encourages free speech, that he would do, quote, everything in his power to stop or dissuade the rally from happening?
The mayor's comments are perfectly understandable given the information that was available to him at the time. Unfortunately, it was completely incorrect information.
What part of it?
The fact that the allegations that we are in any way hate groups or associated with white supremacists or white supremacy. And if anything, what we want to do is bring people away from the fringes, back towards the middle, at least enough to get people talking to each other. We think that this republic is at its best when the liberals and conservatives bring their best possible arguments to the table and, you know, hash it out in a free marketplace of ideas.
Yeah. So maybe you already just answered my question, but I was going to ask you explicitly, what are the goals of the rally? What are the goals of the Boston New Free Speech Movement?
Our goals are to celebrate our you know, constitutional freedoms, to promote the idea that people should speak and listen to each other rather than, you know, fight in the streets. And I think the events down in Charlottesville essentially prove our point perfectly. The things that went down there were absolutely horrible. And obviously we want to prevent something like that from happening here, which, again, is why the involvement of the Boston Police Department has been absolutely phenomenal.
So let me ask you a question then. I mean, I take your point about the importance of A, protecting speech, and B, to sort of bring people from the extremes to the center for more dialogue. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if the original flyers for the rally showed the invited guests, that basically all the invited guests were from one extreme. I mean, let me finish my question here.
Sure.
He's been uninvited subsequently, but you had Augustus Invictus, for example, this is a person who has espoused for a second civil war or an armed insurrection of quote unquote Western people / white people if necessary. I mean, that was sort of the tenor of some of the speakers that originally had been invited. And I didn't see, you know, perhaps far left wing views. I mean, Noam Chomsky or Cornel West, like none of these kind of people, or their younger counterparts, whoever they might be, were on the list of inviters. So you can see why people initially reacted
We can see exactly why people reacted that way. And if I could sum up the situation in one phrase, it would be mistakes were made. And one of those mistakes would be the fact that we were really not that organized with our initial speaking invites.
Politically, how would you describe yourself and the group?
I would describe myself as a libertarian. I mostly believe in a very, you know, live and let live thing. I like talking to people that from different viewpoints, on the right, on the left. I talk to communists. I have talked to neo-Nazis and stuff like that. I don't particularly respect them because they don't respect me because, again, I'm not ideologically pure enough for them. And, you know, they would see me as as some kind of race traitor because I have no problem with, say, interracial dating or something like that.
I'm just going to be blunt here. I heard you say, okay, so you have no problem with interracial dating, but do you have a problem with different races?
No.
Okay, just for clarity's
sake. See, the whole thing about race to me is it seems like the amount of melanin in your skin is about as relevant to me as the color of your eyes or color of your hair. It just seems like such a silly thing to gravitate around. And I understand that, you know, different phenotypes, you know, people associate that with different common ancestries. And, you know, if people of a, even though it's not my thing, I can understand, you know, if people of, say, a common African ancestry or a common European ancestry or a common Asian ancestry want to, you know, get together, you know, free association is part of free speech. So if people of a various common ancestries want to get together and sort of, you know, have, you know, their own little clubs or whatever, I have no quarrel with that. What I do take issue with is when people start making enemies of other identity groups. I do not like bigotry at all.
So that's exactly what's happening in America, though, right now.
Precisely. No, that's exactly what's happening in America. We see, you know, a rise. We've seen a continuation of, you know, historical bigotry against people of color. We've seen a rapid rise in bigotry against people of ethnic European descent. And honestly, I just think that bigotry is wrong across the board.
So bigotry against white people, you're saying?
It's as wrong as bigotry against people of any color.
I'm not sure what the bigotry against white people is, though.
Well, you have people going around saying all white people are racist, which is in itself a bigoted statement because you're putting all people in the same blocks.
But I mean, if you're advocating free speech, they can say whatever they want.
Of course. No, I'm not saying they can't say that. I'm not saying that there should be hate speech laws against that. I'm just saying that I see that as an example of bigotry.
Yeah. So here's what it comes down to, John. I personally am. I share your concern about the health of free speech in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, we did a pretty passionate segment about what happened at Middlebury College when students and protesters, some from off campus, shouted down Charles Murray's a controversial writer about race and class. But right now, it seems to me, and I'm really talking about right now in the past couple of years, there has been a conflation of the idea of protection of speech and the people who are crying most loudly that their speech or their right to speak has been infringed are these incredibly hateful white supremacist, white nationalist groups.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, to be honest, and it is a conundrum that really fascinates me on a level of philosophy and principle.
What about practicality?
I mean, practicality too, because
I'm asking about your group. Like you're putting together a rally in a moment where the people speaking most loudly saying that they fear for their right to speech are ones who also advocate terrible things for, you know, people of color, advocate terrible things for the nation.
Yes, and what we say is we are also using our right of free association, which is, you know, coupled with our right to free speech. Since this is our group, this is our platform, we get to decide who we let use it. And so we're not going to, and so we want people who specifically believe in free speech for everybody, believe in the same constitutional rights for everybody.
John Medlar is the co-organizer of the Boston New Free Speech Movement and spokesperson for this weekend's rally on Boston Common. John, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.